starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil, with this week's special guest, Joan Sanderson, as Mrs. Hugh Bridgley. It is high summer at St. Ogg's, and while the Dean erects a banner reading Good Neighbor Week in his front garden, his wife gets on with matters of real importance.
Oh, land, I set the roses and pricked out the wallflowers.
Well done, my love.
Oh, I can't do any more now. I promised to go and read to the precentor's mother as my Good Neighbor Week deed.
Oh, splendid, splendid. Is there anything I can do?
Well, you could ask the bishop to do something about his Virginia creeper. Mm. It's going all over our side of the wall again.
Well, you know how unhelpful he is about that creeper.
Well, surely he can hardly refuse in Good Neighbor Week.
Ah, yes, of course. Now, you leave it to me, my love.
Really well comes in.
I'll go and see him as soon as I put the sprinkler on my lawn.
Now,
stop! Oh, but I must, my love. The grass is so dry.
No, no, no. Listen. You hear?
Mike Swan and Tori.
What?
Careful.
What? Someone is playing a wireless out of doors.
But who would do such a thing? And in Good Neighbor Week, too.
Hurry up
and finish
those letters. I want to get out
to
the garden. This is
what the test
master
asked. This is the last, my lord. It's to the Commission of Evangelism of the World Council of Churches.
The CEWCC.
Yes. Shall I read it?
Yes, yes. Get on with it, man.
Right. To the Commission of Evangelism of the World Council of Churches. Here, sirs, the bishop thanks the Commission of Evangelism of the World Council of Churches for the invitation to preach at the Commission of Evangelism of the World Council of Churches annual service and hopes that the Commission of Evangelism of the World Council of Churches...
Do what that is all that about?
The Commission of Evangelism of the World Council of Churches.
Oh, well, for goodness sake, abbreviated man. Use initials.
Initials? Oh, I always think that's so confusing.
Well, they're not nearly as confusing as that, rigmarole. You'd better type it again.
Oh, but I was just going off you.
Well, I can't help that, Noop. And in future, please cultivate the habit of using initials on all occasions.
Very well, my lord, if you say so.
Oh, well, I'm going off into the garden. Join the ark.
Well, India, then, following on 380.
Henry, what's
the score? There. Those seats were his bishop. The score is 167 for Luke Engineer, 18 not out. We leave our commentary for Lords and go to St. Edward's Cathedral for choral evensong.
Oh, blast! Henry Bishop, that was my one chance, Henry, to listen to the test.
What about tomorrow, Bishop?
It's the last day.
I know, Henry, but I've got to go to the Musgrave Charity Corporation's annual lecture in the crypt of St. Paul.
Oh, can't you give it a miss?
It promises to be a very exciting game.
Well, unfortunately, someone has to represent St. Ogg's. Would you like to go, Henry?
Well, who's giving the lecture?
Professor Horncastle, a fresh light on the Pentateuch.
Sorry, Bishop. No. I'm particularly busy tomorrow.
Yes, it seems everybody else is busy, too. It looks as though I should have to go myself.
Oh,
my word. You know, Henry, it's pleasant out here, isn't it? The garden really is looking a picture.
That Virginia creeper could do with a trim, Bishop. It's covered that wall completely.
That is intentional, Henry. There is a door behind it.
A door?
Yes, into the Dean's garden. And when I first came here, he actually suggested that we open it so we could see more of each other.
Oh. So you encouraged the creeper, Bishop?
No, encouraged it, Henry. I planted it.
Would you believe? It's raining.
Raining? No, it isn't.
Well, I'm getting wet.
Aren't you?
No, Bishop.
How extraordinary. You're right. It's not raining where you're sitting. Look, you can see where it stops.
I expect there'll be a rainbow in a minute.
You could be right.
But, Henry,
how can there be rain when there are no clouds?
We must write to the Times, Bishop.
That won't we will. We will, Henry, though I fear we may not be believed. We need a witness. Nope.
Yes, my lord.
Come, come. Come along, quickly, come along.
What, my lord?
Now, look. You see the sky?
Yes, my lord.
There are no clouds.
No, my lord.
And you see where I am standing?
Yes, my lord.
Absolutely dry, isn't it?
Yes, my lord.
And yet, notice carefully, Luke, over there is west.
You see? Yes, my lord.
Well, Luke, can you account for that?
Yes, my lord, I think so. The dean's got his sprinkler on. It's coming right over the wall.
Oh, really, how very inconsiderate of him. I shall go round and complain.
Oh, but you can't, my lord. It's Good Neighbor Week.
Good Neighbor Week? Who says so?
The dean, my lord. We've all got to do a good deed for a neighbor. He announced it officially at Matins this morning.
Oh, did he? Well, he might be a bit more careful with his sprinkler.
Actually, my lord, I was going to ask what you intend to do for him.
For who?
The dean, my lord.
Why should I do anything for the dean?
Well, he is your neighbor.
My dear Luke, everyone is my neighbor.
Yes, but he's your nearest neighbor.
Luke, do you imagine that the dean intends to do anything for me?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Well, I don't want to disillusion you, but I think you can take it that whoever the dean does do a good deed for, certainly won't be for me. Now, have you finished that letter?
The one to the Commission of Evangelism of the World Council of Churches.
No.
What? Sorry, my lord, yes. The CEWCC. Almost, yes.
Well, hurry up or you'll miss the boat.
Don't worry, my lord. I'll go to the SOGPS.
The what?
The St. Ogg's General Post Office.
Oh. Well, go and answer that phone, sir.
Yes, my lord.
Well, Henry, 160 for 70. Now, that means the MCC have got to get 280 by tomorrow. Oh, it's going to be close, Henry. It's going to be very close.
It certainly is, Bishop.
Kevin, has it ever been to Lord's?
Yes, Bishop. On my 14th birthday.
My word. That was a few years ago, Henry.
I remember I went with Grace.
Grace. W.G. Gray. No, no, no.
No, Bishop. Grace Pepper. She lived next door.
Oh. Tell me, what happened? Did anything memorable occur?
No, Bishop. Her mother was with us.
Oh, Edwin.
My lord.
What is it, Luke?
The MCC on the line, my lord.
The MCC?
Yes. They want to know if you intend to use the tickets they sent you for tomorrow.
But I haven't had any tickets from the MCC.
Oh, yes, my lord. They arrived last week.
Okay, how many?
Two, my lord. They say they want to know if you intend to use them if they don't want any empty seats.
Of course, Luke, of course. Tell them I am most grateful and they can depend upon me. I shall be there.
Right, my lord.
Now, what do you think of that, Henry?
I didn't know you were a member of the MCC, Bishop.
Well, I'm not. Somebody must have sent them. Do we know anyone who's a member?
Well, there's old Harris,
the precentor. Oh, of course, Henry, I remember. I took his mother some grapes when she had the flu, and he said something about being able to get tickets to the test. He must have sent them round last week, and Luke forgot to mention it. Typical of someone not interested in cricket.
Who will you take with you, Bishop?
Ah, yes, of course. Henry, you did say you were particularly busy tomorrow, didn't you?
Well, I've been thinking. I might be able to arrange something.
Yes, somehow I thought you might. Now, I tell you what, we could make a day of it, Henry, and see a show in the evening. How do you feel about that?
Oh, very nice, Bishop. But what about the lecture?
Lecture? What lecture?
Oh, you know, in the crypt of St. Paul's.
Oh, Lord, it's of course I'd forgotten that. I had to find somebody to go in my place. I can't miss a day of Lord. Now, Henry, can you think of anyone?
The dean, my lord.
Good idea, Luke. Telephone it out.
Ask me what,
my lord.
What? Oh,
nothing, Dean. Have you been listening to the test match?
Unfortunately not, my lord.
I have been.
So I heard, Archdeacon. And frankly, I'm surprised you should be so inconsiderate as to play a wireless out of doors.
My dear Dean, surely there can be no objection to someone listening to a test match in his own garden.
Intrusive sound can be very disturbing, my lord.
But not as disturbing as intrusive water, Dean. Water? Yes. Look at that water. Ah, my sprinkler. Yes, now what have you got to say about that?
I had no idea it was so effective.
It's so effective, I'm soaked to the skin, and I'd be very obliged if you turn it down.
Of course, my lord. I will do so immediately.
Well, goodbye, Dean.
What makes you suppose that I am going, Archdeacon?
Oh, just wishful thinking.
There is a matter I wish to discuss with you, my lord.
What is that, Dean?
Your creeper. I regret to say it is again encroaching on the deanery garden.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm afraid I'm too busy to attend to that at present, Dean.
I fear that was the case, my lord.
Yes, I'm absolutely up to my eyes in work, Dean. Rushing from appointment to appointment. This is the first time that I have sat down today.
Really? You know, of course, that it is Good Neighbor Week.
Yes, so Luke tells me.
Everyone is supposed to do a good deed for his neighbor.
A happy notion, don't you think, my lord?
Very happy, Dean, for those who have the time.
I hope you will allow me to render you some small service, my lord.
What did I say, my lord?
My dear Dean, if you will be good enough to turn down your sprinkler, I shall be amply satisfied.
I meant something more substantial, my lord.
Yes, but what have you in mind?
That creeper, my lord. As you are so busy, I thought I would trim it for you.
Oh, what a kind thought.
No, I couldn't let you do that.
No, it's too much.
Much too much.
On the contrary, it will be a pleasure. My wife and I plan to spend all tomorrow gardening.
But what about your cathedral duties?
I have rearranged my timetable.
What? You're free all tomorrow?
Totally, my lord.
Then, Dean, allow me to render you a small service tomorrow.
But I thought you were busy, my lord.
Oh, I am, Dean. I am so busy. I have two seats I'm unable to use for an entertainment in London. And I should be delighted if you and dear Mrs. Pukishly would accept.
What is this entertainment, my lord?
Oh, something I know you will enjoy, Dean. Now, my chaplain will explain the details on the way out. Won't you, Luke?
With pleasure, my lord. This way, Dean.
But, my lord...
No, I won't hear another word, Dean. You go and enjoy yourself.
But are you sure you don't want these seats?
My dear Dean, what I want doesn't come into it. Remember, this is Good Neighbor Week.
Certainly is. Come on, Dean.
What about that, Henry?
Very neat, Bishop.
Fancy trying to use Good Neighbor Week as an excuse to hack my creeper about. Still, never mind the news. Let's turn on the radio and see if they've gone back to normal.
Sometimes, Henry, you know, I wonder if they don't devote too much time to religious broadcasts.
Never mind, Bishop. We'll be at Lord's tomorrow.
So we will. What do you say to a glass of sherry?
Yes, please, Bishop.
Come on, then, come on. Let's go into the study and drink a toast to tomorrow.
There you are, Duke. Still working?
Yes, my lord.
Did you give the dean those seats?
Yes, my lord. He was delighted with them.
Delighted?
Yes, and I must say, I think it was very generous of you to give away something you really wanted yourself.
Oh, but I didn't want them, Luke.
Oh, you did when they rang up to ask if you were going to use them.
Who rang up?
The MCC.
The MCC? No, you haven't given the dean my MCC.
Because, yes, my lord, I thought you wanted me to.
Of course I didn't.
But you said seats for an entertainment in London.
Oh, look at all the stupid, senseless inepts.
Excuse me, my lord. I must go and answer the door.
Oh, Henry, what can we do? We can't let the dean have our tickets for Lord.
Well, ask for them back, Bishop.
You think I could?
Oh, I don't see why not. Say, there's been a mistake.
Of course, Henry, of course. Come on, let's go back into the garden. I'll speak to him over the wall. Here, I tell you what. I'll stand up on this old seat. Give me a hand. Dean!
You see there, Bishop?
Yes, I can see him standing by the greenhouse. Dean, can you hear me?
Of course I can, my lord. I'm standing right behind you.
Oh. What are you doing here?
Luke has just let me in.
But you're in your garden. I've just seen you.
You have just seen my coat, my lord.
Oh.
I took it off and hung it on the greenhouse door whilst I cut these roses for you.
For me, Dean.
please?
A token of my appreciation of your generosity over those tickets.
Ah, the tickets. Yes. Where are they?
In my coat pocket, my lord.
Are they? Well, I want to talk to you about them.
Oh, I beg you not to, my lord.
Why not?
I find the subject embarrassing. You see, when you first mentioned them, I formed the impression they were for something you did not wish to attend.
My dear Dean, what could have put such an idea into your head?
When I saw what they were for, I realized how unjust I had been, naturally.
Naturally.
Well, let's see no more of that. On the contrary, my lord, I'm just going to write my sermon for the Good Neighbor Week service. And I can assure you, your generous action has provided me with just the inspiration I needed.
But you're not going to mention it in your sermon, Dean.
Mention it, my lord. I shall not merely mention it. It will provide my principal theme. Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh. Oh, dear me, Henry. I don't think we can ask for the tickets back now, can we?
Hardly, Bishop.
Oh, Henry, it's so tantalizing to think that they're in his coat just over the wall.
And he's in his study.
Yes, and likely to be there for a long time, wouldn't you say?
Oh, a very long time, judging by the length of his sermon.
Henry, you don't think we could go into his garden and get them back, do you?
No, Bishop.
Oh,
no, sir. No. He'd see us go through the front gate.
Oh, yes, of course he would, from his study window. But he wouldn't if he went through that door in the wall, would he?
No, Bishop. But we can't do a thing like that. Can we?
I was suggesting that we should, Henry. Loot. Loot.
You want me, my lord?
Yes, Luke, I do. I was wondering if you would like to do something for me for Good Neighbor Week.
Me, my lord? But of course I should be only too pleased.
Oh, thank you, Luke.
Myself in like this. The front door was open.
Oh, of course not, Dean. No, so. Have you finished writing your sermon?
Gracious, no. I've only written the first 15 minutes. However, this contains my tribute to your generosity, and I thought you would wish to hear it.
Oh, yes, I do. I do, Dean. On Sunday, I shall look forward to it keenly.
Yeah, there's no need to wait till Sunday, my lord. I will read it to you now.
Oh, no, Dean. We don't mind waiting, do we, Henry?
Oh, not in the least.
Funny, we don't want to give you any trouble.
No, it'll be no trouble, my lord. Now, I take for my text Isaiah chapter 41, verse 6. And they helped everyone his neighbor. I illustrate this by examining all references to the word neighbor made in the scriptures. What is that knocking?
Knocking? woodpecker. Yes, yes, a woodpecker, Dean.
Really?
Where? May I see?
Oh, it's behind that door. No. It's over the wall in your garden.
Really? I wonder which breed it is. Did you notice whether it was the British Great Spotted or Picus Viridis Plumius?
The Picus what's it?
Picus Viridis Plumius, my lord. Is it green?
Yes, it is. That is proper.
Very green. Really? I should like to see it. Perhaps if I stand on that...
No,
don't do that.
Oh, why not?
Well, because...
It's thrown away.
Ah. Oh, how very disappointing.
No, stop!
Isn't that your chaplain calling?
Newt.
Not here, Pete.
My lord, stop. Don't stop. I said it was stupid. Stop.
Surely, my lord, that is his voice I hear.
No, impossible, Dean. Newt has gone out.
Hasn't he, Henry?
Yes, Dean. He's visiting a neighbor.
I was sure that I heard him. My lord!
What, Dean?
You shouldn't have done it.
Done what?
I've just seen your creeper.
But you can't have done it. He's behind the door.
No!
You mean the creeper?
Oh, yes, Dean. Well, I shut it down, you see, for good neighbors. But you're only supposed to do one good deed, my lord.
Well, I've done two.
No, this is most embarrassing. It puts one at a disadvantage.
Well, never mind, Dean. You can do another one for me some other time.
Yes, but what? Well, at least let me continue reading you my sermon.
Oh, no, Dean, not that. Anything but that.
Why? Don't you want to hear it?
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, we want to hear it. But not like this, In the open air. It'll lose so much effect.
Well, very well, my lord. I will go and continue writing.
Where are you going?
Well, I thought I would use this door in the wall, my lord, now that you've been so kind as to uncover it. After all, it is a shortcut.
Oh, no, Dean, you mustn't. You can't, you see, because it won't open.
Oh, dear me, most unfortunate. I've often thought how useful this door would be if it were open.
Oh, have you?
Yes. I mean to be able to make informal visits on each other when we choose. As my wife would say, just to... pop in! How pleasant it would be.
Oh, yes, very, very pleasant, of course, yes. However, you can take it from me, it is quite out of the question. That door will never open again. Now, let me show you out through the front door.
Well, there is no need, my lord. You've been too kind already. Good evening, gentlemen.
Oh, bless. To pop in. Can you imagine what it would be like if that door was open? Those two would never be out of the place. And he gone?
Yes, Bishop. All clear.
Right. All right. Luke, come on. Now. That was awful. It was really quite awful.
Oh, well, never mind about all that.
Who's got the ticket?
Yes, my lord. Here's the envelope.
Oh, good at last, Henry. Look at these two lovely pieces of paper. Admit one to the crypts of St. Paul.
What on earth? We can't see much of cricket from there, Bishop.
There's a Professor Horncastle's lecture, Archdeacon. A fresh light on the Pentateuch.
But you said you'd given the Dean the MCC tickets, Newt.
Yes, my lord, I did.
But these aren't MCC tickets.
Yes, they are. Musgrave Charity Corporation.
Oh, you idiot! I thought you meant the tickets for Lord. The Marylebone Cricket Club.
I told you initials are confusing, my lord.
Well, never mind about that. Now, what are we going to do? Someone has got to go to this lecture.
Better put them back, Bishop.
Of course, Henry. Then no harm will be done. Quick, Newt, back you go.
No. I'm not going through that again. No. The Dean might come back.
Nonsense, Newt. That was just bad luck. I can assure you that we shan't see any more of the Dean today.
Ah, hello.
Yes,
my lord.
What?
I see you've managed to open this door. I congratulate you, my lord.
But what are you doing here, Dean? You said you were going to write your sermon.
Yes, so I am, my lord. But I felt chilly and I came out to put on my coat.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, I see you have it on. And you're going back to your study now, aren't you?
Yes, to work.
His coat?
Put the tickets back in his coat.
Oh,
course, Henry. Dean! Dean!
What, my lord?
Don't go yet, Dean.
But I have to finish my sermon.
Yes, but do stay and read us some of it first.
But you said the effect would be lost.
Did I?
Mm. Oh, well, I was quite wrong. Quite wrong. Now, we're all longing to hear it, so please come and sit down.
Yeah, very well, my lord. Perhaps you're right.
No, you were right, my lord. It would be a mistake to read it here. I will go and finish it, and you shall hear it on Sunday in its entirety.
Oh, no, don't go, Dean, don't go. You mustn't go yet.
Why not, my lord?
Well, because, tell me why the Dean mustn't go, someone here.
You haven't got your tickets, Dean. Here they are.
My tickets.
Now, how have you got them, Luke?
Well, as a matter of fact...
He found them, Dean.
Found them? Where?
On the ground.
But, yes, Dean, you dropped them.
Did I?
Well, thank you, Luke.
Thank you, Henry. It wouldn't do to lose those, Dean.
No, indeed not, my lord. I'm looking forward to this lecture keenly. Professor Horncastle is my wife's second cousin, you know.
Really? Then it'll be quite a family occasion. How charming. Goodbye, Dean.
Goodbye, my lord, and thank you. Thank you again.
Mind your head, Dean. Too late, Henry, too late. Now, Luke, before anything worse happens, where are the tickets for law?
What tickets?
Well, the MCC tickets Tuesday arrived last week.
But you've just given them to the Dean, my lord.
Oh, no, those with the lecture tickets.
But there aren't any others, my lord.
There aren't any tickets for Lords tomorrow?
No, not that I know of.
You mean we've done all this? Cut down my creeper, open that door in order to be able to go to the last day of the test, and all the time there's never actually been any tickets?
Yes, my lord.
Then why didn't you say so before?
You didn't ask me.
Oh. Never mind, Bishop. We can hear it on the wireless.
Yes, Henry, I suppose we can. Of course we can. I'd forgotten that. The Dean's going to the lecture.
You know, I'm beginning to think this good neighbor scheme has got something to recommend it after all.
Hello! Cooey!
Oh. Dean! Mrs. Gilchristley, what is it now?
I regret I cannot accept these tickets.
Why? Why ever not?
I have just shown them to my wife, and she has just returned from reading to the precentor's mother, her good neighbor deed, you know.
Oh, yes, of course, dear lady. But why can't you go to the lecture, Dean?
Because I've already accepted another invitation, Bishop.
What?
From the precentor. He's given me two tickets for the last day of the test match at Lord's tomorrow. Needless to say, we should prefer to hear dear Herbert Horncastle.
Oh.
I'm afraid I accepted these tickets before Varnell accepted yours.
Oh, really? This is too much.
You seem disappointed, my lord.
Frankly, Dean, I am. I thought I'd got rid of... what I thought of, that I'd given you something you'd enjoy for good neighbor week, and now to have the tickets flung back in my...
There, Grace, what did I say? I feared you might be hurt, my lord.
I am afraid I am, Dean. Extremely hurt.
Then permit me to do my good neighbor week deed. Let me give you something that I know you want.
Oh, not the tickets for law.
No. A reading of my sermon.
Oh, no. There's no need for that. Oh, no.
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts are played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robert Sinclair, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, and Mrs. Hugh Critchley, Jones Sanderson. The Bishop Loves His Neighbour was written for television and adapted to radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Ash. The programme was produced by John Dyer.